breaking news report. Baby Supreme Fairy Wren sings for its supper. If a baby fairy wren wants food, he has to give the pasta first. He'll know it off by heart because he learned it before he was hatched, while he was still inside his egg. The Supreme Fairy Wren is Australia bird. It teaches its babies a single note even before the babies hatch. The mother wren sings the note over and over to her unhatched eggs. The mother teaches the note to the father wren so he can sing it to the eggs too. After the babies are hatched, they'll echo that note back to the mother when she's feeding them. If they don't sing the note, they might not get fed, or at least not as often. The note is called a begging call because it's what they sing when they're begging for food from their parents. The note acts like a password, letting the mother know which birds are hers. In other words, which one she should be feeding. That's because the wren's nest will likely have some unwanted visitors. Cuckoos often put their eggs in other birds' nests so they can avoid having to do the work of feeding their own babies. After they hatch, cuckoos may push out the other eggs in the nest and try to pass themselves off as in case fairy wrens. Cuckoos hatch earlier than fairy wrens and don't have time to learn the begging call. Researchers have even discovered that some cuckoos try to figure out the correct begging call. They try singing different notes during feeding time, hoping they'll hit the right one. The research project was led by scientist Sonina Kinderdorfer at Flinders University in Australia and published in the journal Current Biology.
Elaine, what do you think were the very first thing your parent wanted you to learn when you were a baby? Why do you think they chose these things?
When I was a baby, my parents wanted me to learn is to eat because if I didn't know how to eat, I would be really hungry by now and I would be starving.
Thank you for listening. This has been